Moms. This is Heidi St. John. I am in the book of Ephesians today, chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. It's kind of a long passage for what I normally do with you, but I want to talk about marriage, and this is probably one of the better passages that we can study for just a few minutes here. So if you've got your Bible, go ahead and open it up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 22. I am in the NIV today. That's the New International Version. And this is what it says. Wives, submit to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. I think it's interesting, this entire passage. If you'll notice that one of the main biblical passages on marriage, this passage of Ephesians 5, it never tells the wife to love her husband, and it never tells the husband to respect his wife. And I think that's because we already tend to give each other what we want to receive. So I want my husband to love me, therefore I love him. He wants me to respect him, therefore he would respect me. But over and over again in Ephesians, it urges the husband to love his wife and urges the wife to respect her husband and to respect her leadership. You see, at the end of the day, we make a choice as women every day to love or respect our husbands. We choose how we will do that. And it's a choice that we make not because we love our husband. It's a choice that we make out of reverence and obedience to God because we love and obey God's word. There is a blessing, Mom, that comes when you yield yourself to the way that God says things should be done. And you know what? Just as we can choose not to respect our husbands, our husbands can choose not to love us. This is an act of obedience. It is not based on whether or not they love us the way that we want them to. We want to show them how much we respect them. You know, I talk to women all over the country at conferences and different events where we're speaking. And a lot of times my interactions are with homeschool moms. And it's amazing how many men, Jay and I have met over the years, that do not feel that their wives respect them. And mostly it's because the wife has not gone out of her way to tell her husband, boy, I just respect you. Thank you for what you do for our family. When he makes a decision in the home, we respect his judgment. We either respect his judgment or we don't respect it by the way that we roll our eyes or we make fun or whatever. It's easy to respect them when they do something that we approve of. It's not so easy when they do something that we don't approve of. But the truth is, our respect for him needs to be unconditional. I'm not saying we respect something that is sinful, but we respect our husbands by honoring their decisions, by respecting the gifts and abilities that God has given them, and by making sure that they know how much we love and respect them by verbally communicating that to them. If you're struggling in this area of your life, sit down for a few minutes, would you, and read Ephesians 5 again and ask the Lord to show you what that looks like in your marriage. And the next time you can feel your flesh kind of welling up inside you and you want to get angry because your husband's, you know, decided not to ask for directions or whatever it is that's bothering you, remind yourself that you are honoring God when you honor your husband. Busy mom, respect your husband. Your children are watching you, and it is a sacrifice worth making. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.